Last year, Virginia landowners agreed to put 57,000 acres into conservation, so they'll never be developed. There are now 750,000 protected acres statewide, and Rex Linville of the Piedmont Environmental Council says one reason is the provision of tax credits to those who sign up.
When a landowner preserves their property with a conservation easement, they're giving up something of value, which is largely the right to subdivide and develop that property. They're protecting something of value, too. Clean air, clean water, scenic views, wildlife habitat, farmland, forest land.
Now, some landowners don't need big tax credits, but they can still benefit from the program.
If you're a lower-income landowner, a farmer who's not making a lot of money with a lot of tax burden, you can sell those tax credits to somebody else and get cash for having preserved your property.
To assure that bipartisan support for the $113 million program continues in Richmond, the Piedmont Environmental Council published a book telling a story of conservation success from every legislative district in the state and has given a copy to every lawmaker. PEC is also hoping Virginia's new governor will allocate nearly $14 million, as promised, to fund local acquisition of open space. I'm Sandy Houseman.